This conversation was amazing, to say the least. We usually start the show with a little bit of witty banter, but there's really no witty banter today. The subject matter of this conversation with Chris Cornell, who's, happy birthday, Chris, is very serious, and hopefully someone will be helped from our conversation today.
Yes, this seems to be a matter that's more prevalent today than ever. I believe more education on the situation might really help. So hopefully this conversation will get through to somebody who just might need the help. Hi, this is Brian White. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 38 of Celebrity Soul Speak with Brian and Renee. Conversations from the other side. Chris Cornell. My wife, Renee, is a spirit communicator. She speaks to those on the other side, and I've been a radio personality for over 50 years. The other side established communication with us because they wish to stay in touch with this dimension. They are our teachers, the invisible knowledge that helps us on our way. They have much to share and hope that those who listen will reflect on their messages.
This conversation is recorded live and has been time-enhanced to accommodate long gaps in the discussion. Greetings, and thank you for listening to our audience. And I apologize in advance. I know I'm massacring some of these place names, and I apologize for that. I'm an idiot. Imperial, California, Atlanta, Georgia, East Chattanooga, Tennessee, Santiago, Chile, Araruma, Rio de Janeiro, Centennial, Colorado, Chicago, Illinois, Charlestown, Indiana, Walsall, England, Lincoln, Nebraska, St. Wen, France, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Charlotte, North Carolina, Brevard, North Carolina, and Blackheath, England. Okay, probably offended all of you. I'm so sorry. I'm trying. Chris Cornell, frontman for the bands Audioslave and Soundgarden, ended his life on May 18, 2017. Over the span of his career, Cornell sold 14.8 million albums, 8.8 million digital songs, and 300 million on-demand audio streams in the U.S. alone, over 30 million albums worldwide. He won 3 Grammy Awards out of the 16 he was nominated for, was voted Rock's Greatest Singer by readers of Guitar World, ranked number 4 on the list of heavy metal's all-time top 100 vocalists by Hit Parader, ranked number 9 on the list of best lead singers of all time by Rolling Stone, and number 12 on MTV's 22 Greatest Voices in Music. Such an impressive career, but this wasn't enough to quell the depression he had suffered for most of his life. Let's find out what happened. Hi, Chris. This is July 22nd, your birthday, on your visit here. Listening to some of your tunes, love your music. Gotta turn it down now or I'll bust out in song. Chris says, nothing wrong with that. Have you heard me sing? Chris says, actually, your voice isn't horrible when you're serious. Wow, how do you know that? Chris says, we don't talk to just anyone. We have to be discerning, just like you have to be. You know, there are many humans with bad intent. Humans with bad intent. Good title. Feels like a song coming on. Are you interested in writing with me? Chris says, I would be honored. I know you have quite a library building. And you must learn, it's not the voice. It's the energy behind it. Oh, now that's a light bulb moment. I got it. This may change things for me. Thanks, Chris. I see this as your forum. I'm only delivering the message, so you'll run the show. I do ask that there are subjects that I would like to include that involve your decisions to exit and the afterlife. Are you comfortable speaking of those subjects? Chris said, I can do that. Sure. Okay. Take it from here. Chris says, I was one of those kids. Music was my outlet. It just happened. Met some kids who started a band, and I felt like I had come home. The feeling didn't last. They never do. and I still battled with depression. Everyone thinks that just because you're living the life they would like to live, that we are happy. We are not. This does not make happiness. I was still the same Chris that I was when I was 10, only I had more money and things. And a slew of adoring fans. Didn't that help, knowing so many people adored your music? Chris said, "That's it. Adored my music, not me. They didn't even know me." Well, I think it's because for most, the music is you and how you feel you put into words. And we think we know you because of the words you write. At least that's how I feel. Chris says, "No, you're right, but it doesn't matter. Everyone in the world could love you. It doesn't matter if you don't love yourself." That's our truth, isn't it? Can you talk about your thought process and decision to leave? I want to help others who may be in the same place you were. Perhaps through your story, you could help them make a different decision. Chris says, "I'm all for helping those left there. I just didn't see the point for myself. Fell in black days. How did I know that this could be my fate?" That's how I felt. I had it all on the outside. Great wife, kids, adoration, talent, money. I just didn't have the most important thing, and that is respect and love for myself. I couldn't find it anywhere because I was looking in the wrong places. It's inside you. You decide how you feel. You decide how you interpret life. If you have the black days attitude, you'll end up like me. You don't have to feel the way you feel if you don't want it. It's really very simple to understand once you are out of that body. There are those who are able to understand that while you are there, you have a choice. So there is hope. It isn't that dark abyss that swallows you up. Chris says, "No, that is a man-made prison. And sometimes it is the life plan. Other times it's just the human is stronger than the soul. And like in my case, I couldn't get out of the human head." Did the record companies have anything to do with your unhappiness? Chris said, "This is the project you're helping John Lennon with." "Yes." Chris said, "I didn't do this because of them, but they did not make it easy. They do expect more of you than what you are capable of, because they don't care what your limit is. They will keep pushing you. Some can't function under that pressure. Me, I didn't care. Just another reason for me to check out." So their treatment wasn't a factor in your decision? Chris says, "No, but it didn't help to dissuade, only made it more apparent that I was doing the right thing." Okay, Chris, how do we help those who are in that place? Chris says, "Education. That's one thing that needs to happen. People need to know they have choices on what they believe and think. I don't think that most talk therapy is targeted properly to the soul. It addresses the human, which makes the human even stronger. There needs to be a balance, like what you're doing. Learn about both dimensions. Learn what the human experience can be. Open your mind to the spiritual side, and you'll see how it all fits together. This is true. Life is complex. Can we go back to the time you decided to leave this earth? Chris said, I can't give you a specific incident. I thought long and hard. This wasn't a snap decision. I just got to the place where there was no place left to go. And I knew that it was time. Chris, did anyone sense this was happening and try to stop you? Chris says, no, I didn't discuss my feelings with anyone. It was my private business and decision. Enough of my life was out of my control. This was one area where it was all my decision. You're alone in a hotel room. You just finished a concert. Chris says, yes, in the bathroom. I decided it was time and hung myself. Why hanging? Chris says, drugs don't always work, and they bring you back. Guns are messy. It just seemed to be the best way for me and those who found me. Was it instant? Chris says, no. There was a period of time. I just ignored the human urge to live and held on to my decision. Then it was over. I was out. What a relief. All the feelings and thoughts and emotions were gone. I was free. There wasn't anything special on the other side. It resembles Earth, but there are differences. I think it's because of the higher energies. Like the colors are more vivid. Things like that. There wasn't a tunnel or a light, just a bunch of people happy to see me. Some I knew, some were family and friends, and then there were many others from my spirit group and family from, well, forever. I have lived many lives. We communicate with our minds. We can also change things like location with a thought. That's why it's so important to keep up the practice of meditation so you can focus. Chris, what did you learn from your experience here? Chris says that you don't have to accept one outcome. You always have a choice. Humans don't feel that they have choices. They're programmed to think linear thoughts. You can overcome your programming and become an enlightened being while you're there, your life will be so much easier when you accept that you can make choices and you can change outcomes. Would those words also be your advice to mankind? Chris says that, and to open your mind to other things. How can you say there isn't an afterlife? There aren't aliens. There aren't ghosts. You can't say any of that. Humans have tunnel vision and don't want to know about the rest of life. It isn't just work, make money, spend money. It's life, which includes education and deep thought and a mind open to all possibilities. That's very well said. Chris says, I've had time to think about it. Now, with computers and all the electronics, you are getting further from yourselves. You can see everyone is stuck to the phone or computer. There is no conversation, no thinking. I see that. And now that we have all these conveniences that do things for us, we would have the time to contemplate. Chris said, you see it? Yes, I do. And I do see the need to start these discussions. There are still too many humans who aren't willing to look beyond the veil. But those who are should have a place to go to get this knowledge. There are spiritual teachers here, but they charge a great deal of money. And although I agree that if they are dedicating their lives to this pursuit, they should be compensated. But there is a limit on that. You shouldn't charge so much that most can't get this education, and you live in a mansion. It's not balanced. Chris says, you are right. Those with the gift there are using it for the betterment of mankind, but it seems just the ones who can afford it. There needs to be a middle ground. I want to help in any way I can to get this conversation started at least. Well, I'll start it. We just need to get more to listen to it. Chris says, if you build it, they will come. You know, I didn't realize how little I really thought about things. I just accepted the human, we do it this way. No, it doesn't have to be done this way. Consider this option. Chris says, there is truth in some of what you say, most of what you say. But remember, this isn't a blind audition. You knew about this. You agreed to it. This is a learning experience. And this is how you learn, by doing. And yes, there are parameters that may need to be kept for the sake of the story, but there is nothing stopping any human from trying to be better. There is free will. Free will is what? Does it come from our higher self or the ego? Chris says, yo, Morrison said you can be deep. I see it. Sometimes the analytical is served well by analyzing, and there are other times when you have to remember you must have faith. You must turn over those human expectations and let the universe guide your way. There is no shame in asking questions and analyzing. But remember to balance analyzing with faith. I do get it. Chris says, you will question at first, and like the rest of us, you will see for yourself and make your own decision. No one will force you or try to make you do something you don't want to. But there is structure and there are expectations as far as your involvement with the areas of your responsibility. If your personal opinion does not agree with popular opinion, what should happen? Well, if you're asking me, in my opinion, conversation and compromise. That's what's wrong with this planet. There's none of either. Chris says, that is the correct answer, and in the perfect, that would solve it. But you know, this is not a perfect world. And unfortunately, the ego's urge to be right and force everyone to follow beats the spiritual knowing that in order to get things done, there has to be compromise. There's no other way. You would think that someone would have figured this out and set us on the right path. Chris says, I think there have been those, but they weren't heard or they were silenced. So where you are without human emotions, there are no conflicts, judgment, bullshit. Chris says, yes, it is because we have no emotional stake in what happens anywhere. We transcend emotional human feelings and did away with them long ago. We felt that in order to be able to communicate and live amongst not only spirits from this realm, but there are also many other realms, and they do not all have the temperament as we do. We are all equal. So there aren't power struggles like what is experienced where you are. That's not to say that we are all the same in thought. We are all different, just like you. But when you don't have the human attributes, life is easier. What are your plans, Chris? Chris says, I am like most. We spend our time in education. We learn and teach. We mentor those there and on other planets. We help to guide. Most don't know we're there. It's easier that way. When they get here someday, all will be revealed and they will know who helped in their development. I enjoy playing the music that we play here, which is very different than what we played there. There are so many talented spirits here, and we just have a blast playing with each other and giving concerts. I visit there occasionally to keep an eye on my family. They don't know I'm there. While I'm there, I can tell the people who are gifted. They see me. So, what do you look like when you come here? Chris says, usually our last incarnation, because that is how humans know us. Sometimes, like I said, you can tell the people who see us. They will speak to us if no one is around, and some will be so funny, they are so excited. These are fans, of course. I can't imagine having the gift of sight. I've only seen one spirit, and that was of Edgar Allan Poe, my first contact. Chris said, there is nothing to fear. It will just be your favorite rock star sitting at your table one day. You wrote with Poe. Is that correct? Yes, we wrote a book of poetry. Well, Jim is also a big fan of yours. He really likes your poetry and songwriting. Yikes. Mr. Mojo is my fan. Are you kidding? I got the book that came out recently on Jim's life and works that had never been published. Oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. He is so prolific and deep. Chris says, sometimes it's nice to get away from deep. True. Well, that's wonderful to hear that someone whose work I admire also admires mine. Doesn't hurt to get encouragement, just a little sometimes. Chris says, everyone should get encouragement. We tend to point out the negative and end up discouraged instead of celebrating what was done right. And then you can easily correct the things that need correction without hurting feelings. We all make mistakes in assuming things when we are down there. Humans are so frail. You really have to watch every word, every action, or you will offend someone. Ego again. So, do you feel like writing? Chris says, sure. What do you want to write about? I have no idea. Chris says, you like something in our earlier conversation, humans with bad intent, right? Yes. So I say, just let it rip. Not everyone walking around has good intent. Look over your shoulder, check under the bed. Maybe it's humans with bad intent. They'll fill you with kindness and smile to your face. Don't turn your back. Give target to the knife poised to do harm. Words are knives. Stick it in and twist. Maybe it's humans with bad intent. Everywhere I go, everyone I see, could be one of them, you know. You can't see inside someone to judge their intent. Guard up. Head up. Maybe it's humans with bad intent. They'll fill you with kindness and smile to your face. Don't turn your back and give target to the knife poised to do harm. Words are knives. Stick it in and twist. Maybe it's humans with bad intent. How to exist in a world where you can't be sure. Good guy, bad guy. You choose wrong, could cost your life. Maybe it's humans with bad intent. Got some music? Just kidding. I know that your music there is not the music here. Chris, what else would you like to say today? Chris says, please listen to us. We are trying to help make your time there easier and keep more souls there to finish their assignments instead of checking out. Messages to friends or family? Chris says, I am with you always. Face your life with courage. Remember, you have what you need inside of you. Go there for guidance, but don't be afraid to ask for help. Your journey there is only one small part of your eternal existence. It's true. It's never goodbye. Just so long. I can hear you. Be still, and you will hear me. Thank you, Chris. Chris says, thank you for this. We are not done. We just aren't there doing it. Now, I'm no expert, and I don't claim to be able to prove anything. I know what I know. I know depressive illness. I have it, and despite drug and other therapies, I've struggled most of my life. That is, until I started to listen. I believe that if you open your mind to receive, you will find resources will come to you that will help you navigate this difficult journey. If you have the desire to leave this world because of a depressive disorder, please consider options that can help you to change your life, love yourself, and allow you to continue your assignment here. Don't give up. You can make a better choice. You can change your life. If you need help, call National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, available 24 hours, 800-273-8255. They can direct you to the resource that will best be able to assist you. Please get help. 800-273-8255. Namaste.
Thanks for joining us. Join Celebrity Souls Speak on Facebook at facebook.com/thecelebritysoulsspeak. And check out Renee's blog at commonsenseinwilmingtonnc.blogspot.com. Sense spelled C-E-N-T-S.